Sanhedrin Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches 7-8. Another one of those mitzvahs listed back in Mishnah Dalet was Hamachalel Es HaShabbos, one who desecrates the Shabbos. So we of course know what that is. The Mishnah says B'davar Shechayven Al Zdono Karas Val Shkagasu Chatas. The crime for which one would be potentially liable for skila is the kind of Sabbath desecration for which one would get kares, divine excision or premature death, whatever kares is, if he did it intentionally, zdono, but there weren't the witnesses in the warning, or v'al shigagaso, if he did the transgression of being of Sabbath desecration, but he didn't know either A, it was Shabbos, so that it was Asr, he didn't know what the malacha was, and so on, so then he'd bring a chatas offering, a sin offering instead. So that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. Now, that's true for all the Lam Tes Malachos, all of the 39 Malachos, essentially, one, if one's over in Israel, the Rice of Chilul Shabbos, so then, of course, that's the Karas or Chata situation. Question is, what's this Mishnah coming to address by explaining that out? The answer is that there are a couple of Shitas in the Tanayim, which this is mindful of. Neither one is Lahalacha, but according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a way you can be over, you can be Machal Shabbos Medoraisa, and not be liable to Karas, Chatas, Skila, and that is the one who goes beyond the Tchum on Shabbos. As the halacha, you're not supposed to go beyond, you're not allowed to go past the 2,000 amos around, perimeter of the city, Tchum, like we learned in Erevin. According to Rabbi Akiva, that restriction is a restriction midoraisa, so one who leaves the Tchum is over in Isodoraisa, yet it's not punishable by Skila. So that's one thing the Tana could be referring to. The other sheet of the Tana could be referring to is the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Galili, who holds that kindling a flame on Shabbos is also not liable to karas and the like, skila. And the reason why is, according to Rabbi Yosi Galili, the reason why the pasuk, which doesn't identify the other 39 malachos, does specifically enumerate Losovira Eish, you can't kindle a flame on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosi Galili understands that separates it from the others, meaning this one is less severe and one is not liable for Karas, Skila, or Chatas if he does making a fire on Shabbos. But again, the Lacha does not follow that Shitta either. So that means actually that there's no, the Mishnah has, the Mishnah is not the halacha. There is something that is a Isser Doraisa on Shabbos, which is not going to be a Chayiv Karas or Skila, which is called Mechamer, but that's what the Mishnah has in mind. Mechamer is when one causes his animal to transport, like to carry in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. That's definitely a desecration of Shabbos, but it's not the person being Mechalis a Shabbos, it's the animal, so that wasn't what the Mishnah had in mind. Nevertheless, that would be a case. Since the Pasuk says, Uvehemtecha, you can't losasa chomalacha ata, and then also says Uvehemtecha, your animal also. Your response is to make sure your animal doesn't do work, like carrying a load in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If it does, that's the Isser called Mechamer. But Mechamer is not, like I said, it's not you doing the Chilul Shabbos, and therefore one who does cause Mechamer to happen with his animal, I would not be liable to Karas, Skil and the like. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah is another one from Mishnah Dalet. Again, in the Bavli, it appears as a new Mishnah, and that is Hamekalel Aviv V'Imo, one who curses his father or his mother. So that person, says the Mishnah, Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyikalem B'Shem. One has to employ the name of God, specifically one of those seven names that aren't, that one can't, or in Mechakim, that can't be erased. So if one says essentially, using the Shem Hashem, that says Hashem should strike you down to his mother or father, or instead of saying Hashem, he says Shakai, Eloka, Kel, Elokim, Tzvakot, so Ekia. So then the person is liable for Skila, potentially, because that is the Isser of the Mishnah has in mind. If one would not do that, like say he employs just say the English term, he says God, okay, or he employs Kinui, as the Mishnah will say in a moment, he says like the Merciful One or Rachum Chanun and the like. So then there's still Malkus for that, because cursing any Jew like that is subject to Malkus, but one's parents, a special Chiyuv Skila only happens if you employ the Shem Hashem. Based on Pesukim, the Mishnah here brings out a bit of a machlokas here. It says, Hamakal av v'imo enu chai v'chi kalim b'shem. What about kilim b'kinoi? If one uses one of these words that are descriptive of what Hashem does and what Hashem, how Hashem behaves, like rachum, chanun, and the like. So Reb Meir says, yes, that's also liable to skila. But the chum poch and the chum say, no, you're not liable, and that's the din like the chachamim. Worth pointing out that the stricture of cursing one's parents is more severe than striking one's parents, hitting one's parents, in two ways. First of all, the punishment is much more severe. There's a skila for only for cursing, not for hitting one's parents. And the reason why is because you're also dragging Hashem's name into things, so that's also making it worse. Second of all, the isra of cursing one's parents also applies after they're dead. Okay, and then of course doesn't apply to striking one's parents when they're dead. That hitting them wouldn't be a chiyav misa at all.